Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The corn and soybeans were quite strong today, led by the soybean market, which closed up 10 cents in the November contract at 1301 and a quarter. If you go on back, they were all up about 5 to 11 cents across the board in the soybeans. Corn futures were stronger as well, mostly following the corn futures, but they were up 2 to 4 cents in those contracts. If you look at wheat fell on hard times today, as the Kansas City December contract was down about 10 cents at about 7.59. That was a big turnaround from what we saw at the end of last week, where the December Kansas City made new highs. And actually overnight, it went as high as 7.74 at one point. And the fact that it closed at 7.58 will make a lot of people look at this thing and really consider this as a great time to either sell your cash wheat from this last harvest, or look at the July 14 contract and possibly hedge next year's crop if you've got a crop up and in the ground. We're still above all the moving averages in the wheat, and a matter of fact, that July 14 contract is about 30 cents above the moving average here, and it's not overbought, and it's been as high as $8. So there's a lot of the technical guys will say, well, the thing's still got a good chance to go up, and it does. But there's the other side of things where the realization of this may be the gift that we've been waiting for to go ahead and sell that next year's crop.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The export sales report this morning from the USDA was bullish for corn and soybeans. Corn came in at 32.27 million bushels. The average guess or the range of guesses was 19 to 29 million bushels. So we were above that range, and that helped the corn prices move higher. Soybeans came in at 59.3 million bushels. The average guess were 39 to 49, and so that was a really strong number. But if you look back historically, the week before that, we were at 47, so we were about 12 million more than that. But last year, for the same week, we were at 65.5 million bushels. So we're still behind a little bit. If you look at the current market year to date, we're at 173.7 million bushels. Last year at this time, we're at 246 million. So we're a little bit slow on the sales, but still making pretty good progress. Wheat, on the other hand, on the report was 20.5 million bushels. We were looking for 22 to 31, so that was on the low end, and partially or part of the reason why wheat was lower today. And then this afternoon, we're going to have the first crop progress and condition report in 2 weeks. There's a lot of talk that'll really or has the possibility to move the market due to the fact that we haven't seen it. And the big important thing to look at is how much has been harvested for corn and beans. They're expecting a pretty high number, but we can only wait and see. And that comes out at 3 o'clock Central.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon. October live cattle were up 25 cents at 130.12. October feeders down 25 at 165.82. And December lean hogs down 47 at 87.47. Kansas City December wheat down 7.5 at 761 and a quarter. Chicago December corn up 2.5 at 444 even. And November soybeans were up 12 cents on the day at 13.03 and one quarter. That's a look at your futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.